Hey, this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. This week, we went to the premiere of Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget to see the geniuses behind the film. Here's what we got chatting about.
Hebe is chatting to Darren Dubicki, the production designer anyway.
Why is stop motion so important for the young kids of today to still be into it?
I think, personally, it's because at a very early age, you get a sense that there's something quite magical about stop motion characters, physical characters, puppets. You have that initial understanding that they are created by hand and it's all tactile. And I think it's that, you know, getting that warmth into stop motion and knowing that people have created it with their own hands. It's just a wonderful, magical world.
Oh, it's gorgeous. So what was it like revisiting such a beloved world of Chicken Run?
For me, it was amazing because I worked on the first one and there's quite a few other key members who were on the first film too. So to a degree, it felt like a bit of a homecoming. It was a bit of a family affair to come back full circle and make the sequel.
What is your best advice for our budding young film enthusiasts who listen to our radio show?
Well, I always tell people I talk to, whether they're interns or students who come to the studio, I've always found that you've got to keep experimenting. You may want to just hone in on one direction, but just be encouraged and inspired by people around you. Because basically, when you're working in a studio, you are working with other people and you have to rely on other people and they rely on you. So you are, the earlier you understand you're working as a team, that's key, really. But at the same time, just be inspired by what other people are doing and allow yourself to be immersed in the whole world of filmmaking.
And we asked some of the listeners to send in questions. They are weird and wacky questions, as you might expect. So 7-year-old Lily from Salford has asked, if you were a chicken, what would your name be?
Biscuits.
Biscuits?
Why biscuits?
Because my surname is Dubicki.
I love that. Right, I'm going to have to ask you another one. You answered that too well. Daniel, age 7, from Portsmouth, would you rather have wings and can't fly like a chicken or have chicken feet?
Chicken feet.
Why?
I don't know. Well, it's based around our chickens. They're just ridiculous. And I like the idea of designing footwear for them.
Hebe has found another Aardman genius to chat to, Anne King, the head of puppets. How cool.
So can I kick off with a question that one of our listeners has sent in?
Yes.
So we have 9-year-old Lily from Salford has asked, if you were a chicken, what would your chicken name be?
Ooh. That's a really hard question.
It's tough, isn't it?
It's a really hard question. Ooh, I think I'd quite like to be Ginger because I used to be Ginger, but maybe I could be Fluffles or something like that.
Fluffles or Ginger?
Yeah.
I like the sound of this. Okay. Why Fluffles?
Oh, because they have really nice fluffy, you know, feathers, don't they, chickens?
Proper downy feathers. Yeah, I quite like that. Feathers. Amazing. So what's it been like revisiting one of the most beloved children's movies after 23 years?
It's been really exciting because I did work on the first one, and so it was really great just remembering all the stuff we made and then being able to make it different and better. It was really quite good, yeah.
It seems like a lovely team, almost like a family. Has it felt like that?
Yeah, that's right. There's quite a few people who worked on the first one, and, you know, Aardman is a bit of a family. You know, we've all been there a long time, so it's really nice to work together with people and get and you know, bring it all to life again. It's really good. Yeah.
For some of our listeners, they might not know what your job would entail. How would you explain what you do for the film?
Well, so I'm, you know, we're responsible for puppet making, and we'll get the puppet designs, they get the character design. So we'll look at the old pictures of Ginger, and then we'll actually sculpt the character and get that working and approved, and then look at the colour design. Then we have to work out all the engineering of how we can get it to move, and we work with the directors to make sure it moves in the right way and make it separate out into tiny little parts and make each individual little bit and then fix it all together.
After 23 years, has that process changed a lot then?
Yes, it has, I think, because the materials have changed, they're much better quality, and we use a lot more digital. We can scan things and build inside parts in the computer and then print them out and fix them in, so it's made quite a difference. Yeah.
Amazing. So another question from our listeners. 11-year-old Sam has asked, do you see yourself in any of the characters?
I think I'm most like Ginger because, you know, just being a woman, a little bit kind of nerdy and a bit feisty sometimes.
Amazing. And what would your best advice be for a young film enthusiast wanting to start out?
Just, you know, really just follow your nose and really, you know, just keep going at it, you know, and do what you enjoy. Yes. And
And finally, I'm going to give you another one. Daniel 7 from Portsmouth. Would you rather have wings and can't fly like a chicken, or have chicken feet?
I think wings would be better than feet. Chicken feet. Chicken feet aren't maybe not that attractive.
I quite like the idea of having wings.
Wings might be nice to put to sort of like
a coat.
Soft, yeah, like a shirt.
Right. Thank you, Hebe. Oh, hold on. I think Hebe has found a few more Almond Stars. That's John O'Farrell, Carrie Kirkpatrick, and Rachel Tonard, three of the screenwriters of Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nuggets. God, Hebe's busy, isn't she?
We've asked some of the listeners to give us the weird and wacky questions to ask you all.
Oh, my God.
So we'll start off with 9-year-old Lily from Salford has asked, if you were a chicken, what would your name be? It's not easy, is it?
It's really not easy. I have absolutely no idea.
Something like Frizzle. I think, like, she's the new character in the film and was really good fun coming up with something silly like that.
Do you see yourself in Frizzle? Or is there any character?
My hair looks like Frizzle's, I think.
Say so.
Well, when I... So I wrote the first film, and John came on afterwards, and my very first suggestion when I came onto the film was to make Rocky American.
Yeah.
Partly because it worked for the conflict, but also, if you can't tell...
American biker, I get that. He's a bit... Yeah,
Rhode Island Red.
Yeah.
He's a Rhode Island Red, and it worked with the whole World War II theme, with Americans showing up late for every war, and... but it also gave me somebody in the midst of all this British voices, gave me a voice that I could put. And I hate to say how much like Rocky I might be.
But I think I emphasize with the stupid Babs, who just like is always making stupid comments and getting the wrong end of the stick. But every character is us, really. I think when you're a writer and you write a cast, there's a bit of you in every single character, and there's different parts of you that you put in that voice. So thank you, Sam, for a very good question.
So what was it like revisiting the world of Chicken Run, the most beloved world?
Yeah, no pressure. I mean, I had my children watched it when they were little, and when I was given the job on this, they sort of sat me down very earnestly and said, the original is really, 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 really good. Like, don't mess it up. So.
After 23 years, what has been the biggest change in developing the new movie?
Our computers are nicer that we wrote on.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, in the story, they have a kid, so that's a massive change, that they have got a kid now, and so Ginger's got responsibilities to that, but she's also thinking about the world that this kid is growing up in, and is that the sort of world where being a chicken is a very unsafe thing to be, and so she has to balance that in her quest. I think that's fair.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're parents now.
Yeah.
And by the way, when we started this movie, we weren't parents. We were brand new parents.
Yeah.
Now we have grown kids.
Yeah.
So we took all of our parenting knowledge and struggles and put them into those two characters.
Oh, so you really are encapsulated in all the characters.
Yes, absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely amazing. So what would be your best piece of advice for budding young film enthusiasts?
Don't wait for somebody to tell you that, give you permission to do it. Just do it. Just go and get your phone or your mum's phone and have a go. Start writing things and filming them. Stick them on the internet.
I say lots of people are going to say you can't do this, and don't you be one of them.
Yeah. And keep producing stuff. It doesn't matter if it's, you don't know where it's going to end up or what you're going to do with it, but just keep writing down ideas, keep writing scenes, and put stuff on with your friends, get people to read it. And if your stuff is good enough and you'll continue to improve, one day you'll be standing here talking on this line.
Amazing. And finally, one more question from Daniel, age 7, from Portsmouth. Would you rather have wings and can't fly, like a chicken, or have chicken feet? These are tough questions.
These are tough questions. I'm going to have to go with wings that can't fly, just so I can fold them out, because I think the wings are pretty amazing.
Very
I'd sort
nice.
Of like to just have them anyway. Like
I
a
love that.
Fashion
Wow.
It's tough, isn't it?
I think chicken feet would be quite a fashion statement. Thank you, Daniel, for that suggestion. Wings and not fly seems a bit annoying.
To have wings and not be able to fly is too much of a metaphor for my career, I think.
Absolutely amazing. We've had so many mixed responses to that one. So we've had people going, I think I quite like to try and make shoes for chicken feet. And then going, well, I quite like wings are a bit of a statement. You know, it's like a cape.
Right.
So interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. I see Hebe has found the director of Chicken Run 2. That's cool. He's Sam Fell.
9-year-old Lily from Salford has asked, if you were a chicken, what would your name be?
Oh, what would my name be if I was a chicken? I think it would still be Sam.
Okay.
Yeah, I
think... Why stick with the same name? You could be any name for a chicken, ever.
I don't think... The name is like just the front. It's just a superficial thing, really. I think it's more like the deep chickeniness that I would like to be getting into. And to be honest, I have been living like a chicken for the last 6 years. You know, and I've been getting in character. So every night I kind of like cluck and squawk around my apartment just to kind of get in the role.
I love that. Do you see yourself in any of the characters in the movie?
Probably all of them. I mean, I think I know I'm kind of old and crusty, but I really love Molly, the young character, Ginger's daughter. She's so adventurous, and she's a little bit innocent and a little bit reckless, but I just love the way she goes out into the world and takes on all the challenges and finds her way through it. So I love that, and I feel like, I needed to be that plucky to get this done.
Plucky, I love it. Yeah. You've been doing this a while. So why is it so important for young kids to still love and adore stop motion?
Well, it's a beautiful craft. It's over 100 years old. It's handmade. As the world gets more and more technological and as we spend more and more time in our heads and on our screens, I think handmade craft is still like something, and they should try it at home, you know, get a bit of clay and make some figures or something, you know, like get away, put your phone down for a bit and, you know, maybe just make stuff. And I think old crafts and old technologies, we shouldn't forget them. And new is not always necessarily best. I mean, look at the bicycle, okay, right? Bicycle's still a good
thing. Great example.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. So what's been the biggest change in the 23 years between the two? How's the production changed?
Well, I mean, this is, as you'll see, it's like a big Saturday night action movie now. Like the first movie, they were all locked up in those huts, and so it was quite contained. But this is a much bigger movie. Now the chickens are action heroes. And now they're like taking on this giant...
This is why you want to be a chicken.
Yeah. So they're taking on this giant nugget factory. So it's a much bigger challenge for them. It's a much bigger movie. And so we've used some digital technology to kind of like reach that scale. But at heart, it's still chickens in hands being moved slowly.
I love that. Would you rather have wings and can't fly like a chicken or have chicken feet? Tough questions, I have to say.
Would I ever have wings or chicken feet?
Yeah.
I think
you
chicken.
Can't fly, so.
Well, the flying bit's the bit you want, probably. But no, I'd go for the feet.
Why would you go for feet?
I don't know, I just think they're quite good scratching and like hanging onto things, and you know, you could go and like rake your lawn without having to kind of like work too hard.
The undiscovered uses of chicken feet.
I bet you if you had chicken feet, after a while you'd be just glad you had them, you know.
I absolutely love it. And finally, what would be your best piece of advice for any budding film enthusiasts listening?
Start small, take small steps, don't expect to be making big movies at the beginning, take a little step at a time, maybe... Just think about a little story that has a beginning, middle and end, right? Read some fairy tales. Once upon a time, there was a thing, then they did this, and because they did that, they ended up doing that, and in the end, the world had changed a little bit.
And they defeated the Nugget Factory.
Yeah, and do it. Make little drawings for each of those sentences in the story, and show that, and tell the stories to your friends and show them the pictures as you tell them the story. And that is the beginning of filmmaking, to be honest, just telling a story with pictures.
Amazing.
He's got a very cool job. I think I'd like to direct a film sometime. I think if I was to direct a film, though, it'd have to include chickens. I'd love to direct a chicken film. Maybe Chicken Run 3, directed by Connor. That could work. Right, I think Hebe has found someone rather cool on the red carpet. Really, Hebe? Have you actually found the singer Paloma Faith? Wow, that's cool. Here we go.
If you were a chicken, what would your chicken name be?
Pom Pom.
Pom Pom. Why Pom Pom?
Just because I really like a sort of frouffy outfit.
You'd have an amazing outfit.
And I love those chickens that have got the pom pommy heads and on. There's a breed that have got pom pommy heads.
I love that. Okay, so Daniel 7 from Portsmouth says, "Would you rather have wings and can't fly like a chicken, or have chicken feet?"
Comedy and drama that they have in the first film. And I like
they're
that.
Tough questions, aren't they?
I think wings and can't fly, decorative wings.
Okay.
It's an outfit.
Would they be covered in pom-poms by any chance?
Of course. Always.
11-year-old Sam has said, "Do you see yourself in any of the characters? Could you see yourself being one of the chickens?"
But,
Well, as I keep saying, I do like an outfit and I like a feather and I like bright colours, so yes.
So you choose to be one of the chickens in the movie?
Yeah.
Amazing. Lovely to meet you.
Well, now, I'm really jealous. I hope Hebe got her autograph for me, or maybe just a little voice note saying, "Hello, Connor, it's Paloma Faith." That'd be cool.
That was the crew behind Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget on the red carpet of the premiere. If you want to hear more from your favourite movie stars, have a listen to the Stream It podcast wherever you're listening to this.